here with senior left tackle Thomas Welch for the latest Ask It Or segment. Thomas, first fan question asks you about your transition over to left tackle this year from right tackle. How has that been so far through three games?
I think it's gone pretty well. I've been playing good. It took me a while to go from spring and summer camp to just get the footwork down and the feel for it, but as of right now, it's been going really well.
Is that the toughest part, the footwork?
Yeah, I'd say it's just a little different from the right, obviously. Just rotate which foot goes back. But, yeah, I'd say the footwork's just the hardest part.
Is it almost, you rotate to the other side, is it like driving on the other side of the road almost, or you just have to kind of retrain yourself?
Yeah, I'd say pretty much almost exactly like that, yeah.
Next fan question asks you, what's your main objective right now? Obviously coming off the disappointment at Mississippi State, main objective to stop the defense of Rice, and how are you guys going to maintain the right mental attitude?
Yeah, obviously we didn't play very well last week, so we've had a real good week of practice, and we just want to get going and start playing our football again and not make as many mistakes. We had a lot of mental mistakes last week, and just execute and run our game plan as we're supposed to and get a victory.
What was the biggest thing you guys saw looking at the film of what went wrong for the offensive line?
For offensive line, just little things. Like everybody doing their job on one play and one person messing up just something little. And pretty much every play, something little went wrong, which causes the continuity of everything to just fall apart. So just getting everybody in sync and working together is going to help out a lot better.
You're a senior. When you go in on Sunday, Monday, and you watch that film, is that tough to watch, or how is that?
Yeah, it was the hardest part for me was just being out there and just, I mean, we were getting beat pretty bad. It was just demoralizing, actually. But, yeah, I've been here for a while. It's just you got to convey to the younger guys that, you know, things go wrong, it happens, but you got to bounce back, and that's what makes teams good is fighting through adversity.
Next fan question. Says they've watched your whole career. Would love to see Coach incorporate a play with you in the backfield when we need a couple extra yards. What's your opinion of such a play, and could you please mention this to Coach?
I don't think I'm going to be carrying the ball at all. Hopefully they'll throw me a cool trick pass or something like they did with Andre Smith a couple years back at Alabama in their bowl game. But, yeah, maybe we'll see that this year. I'm not sure, but no, I don't think I'm going to be carrying the ball at all.
You've played tight end, quarterback, I think, in high school. Do you still have the hands?
Oh, I still got the hands. I'll never lose those.
Next man asks about class. What's the hardest class you've taken? Also, what's your favorite class?
My favorite class that I've taken was actually a history of country music. That was just a lot of fun. I got to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame and everything. Just really neat learning about Nashville and country music in general. And the hardest class I've taken is... right now I'm in a corporate finance class, which is pretty hard, and advanced microeconomics was not very fun.
This sounds like, numbers.
Yeah, I'm an econ major, so we got to take all sorts of classes like that. Those classes they're really challenging.
What about country music? Were you a fan before you took the class?
Yeah, I listen to country music somewhat. I wasn't a huge fan, but after taking that class, you just get to know everything about the industry, and yeah, now I listen to country music all the time.
Next question, obviously you guys have a hectic schedule during the season, practice, games, class, rehab. What do you guys do in downtime to rewind, if you have that time?
If I ever get any time off, I usually just like to go see a movie or just relax on the couch and catch up on all the sports that's going around in the nation and everything.
What about movies? What's the last movie that you've...
We actually went and saw Inglourious Basterds as a team a couple weeks ago, which was actually the second time I've seen that. Yeah. But I saw that. And
good review of it?
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. It's different, though. It's a Quentin Tarantino movie, so kind of have to have a taste for his theatrics, I guess. But it was a pretty good movie.
As I say in Office Space, do you celebrate his entire catalog, Quentin Tarantino's?
I've seen most of them. No, I haven't quite seen all of them, but yeah, he's a good director.
Next question, Daniel from Atlanta said, Thomas, you make delicious pancakes on the field, but you have to scream, get them while they're hot, to the other linemen on almost every drive. How many pancakes do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Oh, man. I don't know. That's a tough one. Pancakes in one sitting. Depends on how big they are. Like, Pancake Pantry's got pretty big pancakes, but if my mom makes me pancakes, I can probably eat 7 or 8 at a time, but yeah, I guess.
Shoot them plain, load them up. What do you do?
Just a little bit of syrup and a little bit of butter. I don't load them up too much.
Pancake Pantry, the best place to go.
Yeah, they have great breakfast, and I'm a big fan of Jackson's as well. It's a great place.
What about pancakes? Is that one of the best feelings on the field as a player?
Yeah.
When you dominate someone in that fashion?
Yeah. Obviously, quarterback, you make a big throw, it's huge. You make a big catch, it's a tight end. But as a lineman, yeah, when you put somebody on their back, it gets you going. It's really exciting. It's such a great feeling to do that. So,
yeah. Do you get a feeling early on in the game when you're lined up? Obviously, defensive lines rotate a lot. But to where you feel like you're going to have a good day against the guy that's rushing you all game, I mean, is that something that you can tell early on?
Yeah, you get a feel for it first couple drives, and just really much depends on, I don't know how they're going, but yeah, you just got to go out and execute every play, and it'll take care of itself. But you usually get a feel within the first couple drives.
Next question, also about eating. You're from here. Well, what's the best place to eat? You mentioned Jackson's Pancake Pantry.
Best place to eat. I'm a big fan of Cafe Coco, which is right over off Elliston, and I guess La Paz, a Mexican restaurant in Green Hills, is a great place to eat as well.
What's something else that fans may not know about you off the field?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. My life's pretty much consumed with football and school right now. I don't know. I like to travel. I guess that's something.
Best place you, out of the country, have you traveled?
Yeah, I've only been to London out of the country, but that was awesome. But yeah, I've lived in like 6 different states, so I've pretty much traveled around all the U.S. So yeah, going to different cities and seeing what they have to offer is pretty exciting.
How have you moved around so much?
When I was a kid, we moved from just state to state. I don't know. Basically, I moved a lot when I was a kid, so I got to experience a lot of different things.
Well, what's the favorite place you've lived?
Favorite place I've lived. I really love Nashville. I've been here for a while, but I lived in Orlando for a long time, and I lived in L.A. for a little bit, and actually lived in Maine, too. So I've been pretty much everywhere, but I'm pretty sure I like Nashville the most.
Media guy mentions that your older brother, professional poker player, obviously. Mm-hmm. Do you like to play cards on the road, or do you play at all?
Yeah, I play a little bit. My brother plays all the time, but I don't get too much chance to play, but I'll play a little bit in the summer. Yes, guys, we play sometimes. I like to play. I used to play in high school a lot, but my brother takes care of the card business, I guess.
Would you say poker's a sport, not a sport? What would be your argument there?
That's tough. I wouldn't consider it a sport because there's no ball being used, I guess you could say, but yeah, it's a very challenging activity, definitely. It takes a lot of mental stability to be able to play poker.
Did you ever play him at all?
Yeah, I've played him a couple times. Yeah, he usually wins.
Finally, our next guest, Patrick Benoit, next week. Well, what do we need to know about him? What should we ask him?
Oh, what should you ask Pat? He's from Texas, so you got to ask him something about Texas, I guess. But no, Pat's a great guy. So anything you throw his way, I think he'll handle nicely.
All right. Appreciate it, Thomas. Mm-hmm.